Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? I'm Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Huh? All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And we are talking a big show tonight. We've got incredible people scheduled to talk about incredible things. One of my favorite people of all of them on planet Earth is going to be with us. Dennis Prager's coming up. We've got an update on the border, stuff that's going on the border. We're going to save some lives in the second hour tonight. And we're going to get a behind-the-scenes check with the Washington Examiner's Sarah Westwood on all that is going on pertaining to the unexpected parts of elections in just 17 days from now. And then in addition to that, we have got a brand-new artist on the New Music Spotlight. I had never heard of this artist until this week. Love her. Love her songs. This is going to be awesome. You got to stick around for the full show tonight. But I've got to sound the alarm right here at the beginning of the show about this strategy that is being rolled out by the left in America, and the purpose of this election is to beat back the left in America, to push them back into the corners from which they crawled. 17 days, you're going to have the chance to do something about this, and you need to do something about this. But it is an insanely stupid strategy. But I've detected a strategy in the last 3 days that appears to have been nationally coordinated, and I think is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen the Democrats do. And I've seen them do some really dumb things. But if I was to say, what do the governors of New York State, the mayor of New York City, the district attorney in Philadelphia, the gubernatorial candidate in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, and state Senate and House and Assembly seat races all across the country all have in common, if you're a Democrat. This is what it is. This is the new strategy. And it's kind of typified by this cover on the New York Post of one Mayor Eric Adams in New York City. As you can see, he's flying on the seat of a unicorn. And Fantasyland is the theme. And this is the new campaign strategy that the Democrats are rolling out 17 days before the election. They are trying to tell you that the crime is not occurring. They are trying to tell you that there is no crime. And in some places, if you point out that there is actually crime there, people like the district attorney in Philadelphia, this just on Thursday of this week, said, oh, well, here's what Republicans do. Republicans look at these big, diverse cities of ours, and they point out, and they try to say that they're dangerous and they're crime-infested. And then he went on to say that it's actually a replaying of an old Southern strategy, which is non-existent. There is no Southern strategy. But he went on to say, and we know what this is. We know how this works. The Southern strategy is to point to the crime, to the big cities and say, oh, they're so dangerous. And then he said, based on racism. So, allowing the cities to fall into complete disrepute and disrepair and have crime problems, that's not racist. For a mayor or a district attorney to say, well, you know, we can't do much about it, or to have cashless bail systems and let people back out of jail after they just got arrested for violating the law, that's not racist. But pointing out, observing seeing with our own eyes that the cities are dangerous, and then saying, huh, maybe we don't go to that city this year because it's dangerous. That's racist. And the Philadelphia district attorney is trying to say this because he wants you to be mad at Republicans and to not vote for them because they're supposedly racist in pointing out the crime that's in the cities. Now, what's more racist? To let the cities fall apart and hurt the communities of color even more, because when the cities do get dangerously criminally driven, it ain't the white suburban people that get hurt. It's the people that are living in the poor sections of the city, those diverse sections of the city, as the Philadelphia DA was trying to point out. It's those people that are hurt the most when the governments of those cities don't follow through on their responsibility to keep its citizenry safe. What's more racist? To let certain neighborhoods just literally go to hell and have nothing to say about it? To say, there's nothing to see here. There's no danger here. You're just imagining it all. Meanwhile, poor black and brown kids are getting shot every single day. They're performing late-term abortions on one another at 14 and 17 years of age. Extremely late-term. But what's more racist? To let all that happen and to do literally nothing about it, like Kathy Hochul is doing in New York, like Mayor Adams is doing in New York City, like Democratic governors like Gavin Newsom are doing all up and down the West Coast. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, San Diego, they've all been turned into toilets. Crime is out of control. And these Democrats stand there and they get together and they say, hey, here's the new strategy. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell people that if they mention the crime issue in the final 2 weeks of the campaign, that they're going to be labeled as racists. You, Philadelphia District Attorney, you, Gavin Newsom, you, Kathy Hochul, you guys are the racists because you're letting your cities rot and not doing anything about it. It's not the people that are saying, this is dangerous. This is objectively, with our eyes, we can see that this is danger. That's not racist. What is racist is to have these people doing nothing about it and pretending as though they are God's gift to these places. Utterly buffoonery, utter buffoonery in their professional duties. But utterly racist in their lack of care for their fellow human beings. This is so bad in New York that my friend Nicole Gelinas at the New York Post actually penned an article this week in which she made the assertion, the perception that crime is bad in big cities right now, because that's the talking point that all these guys use. Your perception of our big city is that it's dangerous. That's a racist thing to perceive. Nicole Gelinas says in the New York Post, the perception that crime is worse in the big cities is because crime is actually worse in the big cities. In other words, perception is meeting reality in the marketplace the way it's supposed to work. But this is the new strategy. Deny that there's a problem. Deny that that there's a problem at all. Just pretend, and this is Joe Biden's strategy on the economy. He's just blooming pretending that everything's just hunky-dory. And that little basket of groceries that you carry with you, now I'm not talking about the cart that you push with the wheels on. I'm talking about the little basket that used to cost you about $30 to fill up with groceries. Now costs you $100. But he's flat out saying to the American people, there's no problem with the economy. Inflation's not a problem. Everything's fine. He literally said this last week. California's always paid $7 a gallon for gas. Friends, these leftists, these progressives, these demonic Democrats are feeding you a trough of lies. And this is what they've decided. This is how they've decided to make their closing argument. Tell them that crime isn't crime. Friends, you know better. You can perceive with your eyes what you're seeing on your TV screen, what you're reading about in your newspaper, what's happening in your communities. You can see it for yourself. The Democrats are determined to lie to you to the very last minute on inflation, on the economy, and on crime. And then they're going to try to make you mad about the fact that abortion in some places isn't as accessible as it used to be. And that's their strategy for 2022. That's how they propose solving the problems of the less money that's in your account and the tougher time that you're facing and everything else. It's pathetic, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Kevin McCullough, huge show. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, one of my, I'm often asked this question. Kev, if you could pick five people that, from all of human history, that you would like to sit and have dinner with, who would they be? And I think all of the, four of the five are people that have left this earth. But that I would love to invite back to be part of that experience. But the fifth one I would like at that table, regardless of who the other four were, is my next guest. Dennis Prager, one of the clearest thinkers in human history, and a good friend who not only has encouraged me along the way in my broadcasting career, but has also had a huge impact on my my bride and her family in terms of how they thought when they were growing up. In fact, my father-in-law would take Dennis Prager's moral dilemma of the day and make it the centerpiece of the dinner discussion as they were growing up, and they would have to think through the different ramifications of what was included in that subject, whatever it was, and they taught their kids very early on how to distinguish between good and evil in a way that you sometimes don't see in society anymore. So I'm very honored to welcome my friend back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Dennis, it's always a pleasure to get to have you with us. I feel like I'm hearing from you all the time because I watch you on the Salem News Channel and I hear you on AM 970 The Answer here in New York, but it's always an honor to have you actually on this show.
I don't think I get a more deep introduction in the hundreds of interviews that I do in a given year. And coming from you, it's a big honor. Thank you very, very much. I thought you were going to say, when you used the word regardless about me, then the fifth one I want, regardless, and I thought you were going to add, of whether he's living or dead.
Well, maybe I would take that too, but let's think on the positive side for the foreseeable future. You've written your latest commentary on the books of the Bible that you've been doing in recent years, and I want to get to that. But before I do, Dennis, our country is in significant disrepair, and it fell into this disrepair. It's been falling into this disrepair for 40-plus years, 60-plus years. But it has accelerated the fall in the last 2.5 years in ways that I was taken a little bit by blindside. And that doesn't happen to me often. And I'm just curious, your assessment of where we are as a country from a moral and political and cultural level right now.
The steep fall is jolting. There's no question. But I've said all of my 40 years of broadcasting, I've had one overarching theme to everything that I have said, that people need to be aware of the consequences of secularism. Everybody is aware of the consequences of religious extremism, but nobody is aware of the consequences of secular extremism. And that's what we have had. Secularism has gotten a free pass. 100 million non-combatants were slaughtered in the 20th century by secular regimes. There isn't a college course in this country that would make that statement. Everybody knows about the Christians who massacred people in the Middle Ages, and more people have died in the name of God than anything else. The ignorance of the consequences of secularism, the death, the enslavement of vast numbers of people, the obliteration of the concept of beauty, of truth, none of this is even mentioned. And so in that sense, I'm not shocked. In the 1980s, I wrote a piece called The War on Distinctions. And one of them was the war on the male-female distinction. And I said, it will lead to totalitarianism. So I'm not a prophet, but I so am in sync with Judeo-Christian values. Like, they're natural to me that this has not been a shock.
Yeah. Well, God's laws are often thought of as nature's laws, and that's why, because they do work with the human experience. Life works best when we follow God's blueprint, and that is, I think, the best-selling attribute of why someone needs to have a relationship with God, because he has ultimately their best interest in mind. We're the ones that tried to mess that up, and we could get into a whole theological debate on, the human nature and whether or not it's predisposed to sin. But I firmly believe that it is, and I think that what you're seeing, to your point, is when you take God out of the equation, it leads to anarchy in every level, in every corner, in every stage of life.
Well, that's what, look, if it's a great line, it's attributed to Chesterton. When people stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing. They believe in anything. That the intellectual elite of the country assert that men give birth and assert that if you don't say that, you are a bigot and anti-science. The perversion of truth that is endemic to the most secular institution of all, the university,
yeah,
is simply proof of what I'm saying. By the way, you'll find this of interest, and I hope it's not even disturbing. Everybody comes to God in his own way. My way is through reason, which is why I call my commentary the Rational Bible.
Right.
And as odd as this may sound, and I'm sure it will sound odd to some people, I think I have more of a quote-unquote relationship with the Bible than I do with God. So my belief in God is very, very deep, obviously. In fact, the point of my Rational Bible series is to show that the first five books had to be divinely authored in the final analysis. And I show how utterly unique they were in the time that they were written, and how utterly applicable these five books are to us. Anyway, I just wanted to note that, because people usually speak, and rightly so, for relationship with God. I revere God. I don't have this friendship that many have. I'm in love with his word more than I am with him, if that makes any sense. And that's enabled me to write this series. By the way, I just want to tell you, in the time we have, Kevin, that Deuteronomy was the most cited book by the founders of the United States, more than any other secular or religious book.
I did not know
that. Yeah, I know that. I didn't know it either, unfortunately, when I wrote it. And Jesus cites Deuteronomy more than any other book of the Bible, with the exception of Psalms, and obviously the most of the five books of the Torah.
Huh.
This is an incredibly important book, but it's hard to get through it if somebody isn't explaining it. There are 240 laws, and I explain virtually every one of them.
Well, and I want everyone to go and get a copy of Deuteronomy, the latest commentary in the Rational Bible series by Dennis Prager. If you've read any of the others, or even if you have them as reference tools, you know how incredibly insightful they are and handy they are to when secularists come at you with certain things about Scripture or God Himself, to have these to reference is just a hoard of riches for your family, and I can't recommend them enough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. As wildfires in Oregon and Washington choke much of America's Pacific Northwest with smoke, abnormal for this time of year, a university researcher says authorities need to be prepared for prolonged fire seasons becoming more commonplace amid the warming climate. Russia can access enough tankers to ship most of its oil beyond the reach of a new G7 price cap, industry players, the U.S. officials said, underscoring the limits of the most ambitious plan yet to curb Moscow's wartime revenue. The world's top automakers are planning to spend nearly $1.2 trillion through 2030 to develop and produce millions of electric vehicles, along with the batteries and raw materials to support that production, according to a Reuters analysis of public data and projections released by those companies. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
We tend to be the kind of people that kind of go right for a little while, and then we like fall in some pit where we just completely lose our mind. And it seems like when we fall into the pit and lose our mind, in the last few times it's happened, it's gotten worse dramatically faster than it did the time before.
Look, you sound a little pessimistic, and I know it was worthy of a laugh because that's exactly... I'm just describing how you feel. I refrain from either pessimism or optimism. My only question and request of people is to fight.
Right.
I don't care if people are pessimistic or optimistic. And in fact, both can, they don't necessarily, lead to not fighting. The optimist thinks everything will work out, so he doesn't fight. Pessimist thinks nothing will work out, so he doesn't fight. So I just know that I owe it to the staggering number of young people who died for this country and for liberty.
Mm-hmm.
I owe it to them to fight. I'm not facing Nazi machine guns on Normandy Beach.
That's true.
I'm facing being lied about by the left on the internet on an almost daily basis. Okay, it's a nuisance, but it doesn't. I don't lose any sleep.
That's good perspective.
It's not a machine gun.
That's good perspective. Although what they're trying to do with kids in public school and the separation they're trying to put between parents.
Well, why do parents send their kids there?
Well,
why do they play Russian roulette with their child?
That's a valid point. Okay, Deuteronomy. How was it different than the other books? What did you learn from writing this commentary? And what are two or three takeaways you hope people will get from getting it?
So Deuteronomy is written all by Moses. And it says so from the beginning. Deuteronomy is from Greek. Deutero is second. And Nami is from Nomos, law. So the second law. It's Moses' summary of everything that has transpired in recounting the Exodus and the sojourn in the desert. And in recounting God's law, he repeats the Ten Commandments. He makes two changes. I'll have to leave your listener in suspense. because obviously I could talk about Deuteronomy for months. Whenever I'm asked this question about, to cite something particularly moving or whatever, or new, my favorite law, the 240, is one that almost nobody knows, and it is, to me, my advertisement for the Torah. If you're in battle and you see a woman, you're victorious in battle, and you see a woman you want, you cannot touch her. You can bring her home. You must not touch her for 30 days while she mourns her family. Those are the words of Deuteronomy, while she mourns her family. If you want to touch her, then after 30 days, you must marry her. Now, can you imagine 3,200 years ago? I mean, when you look at modern warfare and the amount of rape in it, and this is 3,000 years ago on how to treat a woman captive, this stuff is mind-blowingly advanced and beautiful and moral.
Well, and that's, on some level, the missing element of everything we've been discussing in this conversation, is that there is no longer a belief that there is an objective moral good. And when you design a society, I think our founders were clear on this, if you do not have a defining moral good, then you're unleashing chaos on everyone that's in that culture and society. And those of us that raise our hand, even humbly, to say, well, wait a minute, should we examine the claims of moral goodness? Then we're told that we're actually evil. And so it sounds a lot like we're upside down and backwards and inside out in terms of people that view these things as beauty and as good. I did not know about that law. You just taught me something new. And yet it is completely consistent with the character and nature of who God is, in that he would care for what is in essence a slave or someone who is the spoils of war, in expressing dignity and human goodness in how you treat them.
That's right, exactly right. Look, it's filled with this stuff. I would ask your listeners to read the reviews. There are 2,000 of them. is it 4,000? No, it's 4,000. There are 4,000 reviews on Genesis and Exodus, the Rational Bible series.
Okay.
And then they'll have an idea of how this can change your life. It changed my life. Nobody writes a commentary on Deuteronomy to make a lot of money.
No, they don't.
Right, let's be honest.
But we are grateful for the fact that you did and that you spent some time with us. Dennis, thank you so much.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody loves my feet, but my feet in love by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, it's one thing to hear before an election continue to try to make the case that the border is having a bigger impact on the country than what the White House is willing to admit. If you live in places like New York City or Washington, D.C., or I guess Martha's Vineyard, you might have some experience at seeing a few more migrants coming your way, a few more people than there were there before, etc. If you are in a southern border state, a southern border town in a southern border state, what you are experiencing is a completely different universe from the rest of the country. And the people that are trying to tell this story are coming forward now with some really good tools to help everyone understand even more so what they're doing. And joining me is Bryce Eddy, who is part of the Liberty Station, which is a brand new podcast on the Salem Podcast Network, and you can get that at salempodcastnetwork.com. Bryce, welcome. It's good to have you.
Hey, thank you for having me, Kevin.
And you're part of the Turning Point group. You're also a security expert, and you have freelance teams that are working on different things all the time. So you're a busy guy, but you know a bit about what we're talking about. Let me just start with this. What's the honest truth? How bad is the border?
We really have zero control over our border. Our border right now is run by the cartels, and there's no doubt about it, and it would blow your mind to witness what we witnessed down there.
Give me an example.
Well, we have forward operating bases here on U.S. soil, so we have actual cartel members with rifles in forward operating bases here helping human trafficking operations, drug trafficking operations.
Wait, when you say forward
here to U.S.,
when you say forward operating bases, you're saying that the cartels have come across our sovereign border and established a hub of operations?
That's correct. That's correct. In fact, here in California, they actually have control of some of our desert cities as well. They're really cartel run. And we explore a lot of this in the documentary.
How significant is a threat? Are these threats to the overall safety of the country?
Well, I mean, you mentioned right at the beginning the fact that it's really the border towns that are being affected. And that's true, certainly, because they're seeing these things firsthand and they're being overrun and overwhelmed. But the illegal immigrants and the drug traffickers and all of that aren't staying in those border towns. They're moving throughout the rest of the country. And that's why you see the problems we have with fentanyl and other things that are true epidemics right now, like even in our schools, in our jails. They are putting Narcan stations for inmates to self-administer when they're ODing.
This is going to be hard for quite a few people to hear, but I'm glad that you're telling it. Let's go back to the forward operating bases for a second. If we know where they are, why hasn't the president ordered hits on these operating centers and at least destroyed the physical infrastructure that they have?
Well, I think there's a lot of evidence to show that this is a massive attack on our sovereignty. There's a lot of people, including this administration, that are working for globalist aims, which are, you know, having open borders, having real no sovereignty in countries at all. And you're seeing that attack, you know, not just at a national level, but down to our own personal sovereignty. And I believe that that's what's at stake right now. And so it's helpful to the larger goals, and the administration is just going along with it.
You've got governors that are extremely concerned about this. Are any of these forward operating bases in Texas? Are they in Arizona, where you have Republican state administrations that could at least call in security detail to deal with this?
Yeah, but you need the political will to do that. And I think there's a lot of maybe confusion as to whether states are able to have that responsibility. The Border Patrol, those poor guys are demoralized. They are not empowered to do their job. They're quite capable. I mean, we have the ability to secure our border, and we could do it very quickly if we wanted to. I think there's people like Carrie Lake that is really hitting home on this issue. And Carrie's got the political willpower to do this, and she will bring the full Arizona's full weight against it,
right,
when she's elected. And so there are bright spots. And I think just a single Carrie Lake doing what needs to be done will cause an effect across the entire border. If all of a sudden Arizona is shut down, then you'll have Texas and even maybe California say, oh, okay, maybe we should do something now.
I don't know that California is going to, Bryce. And this is part of my concern with California as a whole. Newsom had the whole state withdraw from the Joint Terrorism Task Force about 3 years ago, and it's a sanctuary state. It's not just a sanctuary city within the state. It's the entire state. So he has created an environment whereby anybody that wants to can come there, and they're purposefully thwarting the effort that the feds may try to implement in terms of finding out who the bad guys are. They literally, you could literally have Al-Qaeda cells lining up and down the California coast right now, and the rest of the nation would be more or less clueless to it because of Newsom's recklessness with those policies.
Yeah, well, I've been saying he's the engineer of sort of the velocity of atrocities here in California, and that's where I live, and you're absolutely right. I don't have great optimism that he'll ever lead or ever do anything on this, because I think he's part of that, you know, anti-sovereignty, anti-nation team. But I'll give you another thought here is that, you know, not only are we having the drug trafficking, but the human trafficking that's going on, which is coming up through California and coming up through Arizona right now. You know, drugs get used once, but a human gets used multiple times. Right. And it's a absolute sickening thing to witness, which I saw the rape trees and where they have shackles and women's underwear hanging in the trees, rotting in the sun. Kids' underwear on the ground, condoms, all of that. I mean, it would make you throw up.
Bryce, real quickly, give us the elevator pitch for the documentary and why people need to go to salemnow.com and take a look at it.
Yeah, well, listen, TPUSA and Charlie Kirk did an amazing job on this. The production is phenomenal. The story that is told is shattering. I mean, they really lay bare what the real true problem is. And one of the things that you'll see in this documentary is it's not Mexicans that are coming up illegally. It's 21 different dialects, including the Middle East, including Eastern Europe. We interviewed a lot of these folks while I was there, you know, as security detail and embedded with the Sheriff's Department. I took a little selfie and just myself showed 50 plus people walking across the border behind me. It will blow people's mind.
SalemNow.com is where you can go see that. SalemNow.com. You can rent or own it. Bryce Eddy, keep up the great work. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Canada, Canada's biggest country star at the moment, climbing the charts here in the States, here's Lindsay L.
I got a friend who just got married again. I don't know what the hell that girl does. I can't even find a plus one. My mama says I'm just too picky, I guess. But isn't that better than selling life short for someone that you're settling for? There's nothing wrong if it takes a bit longer to figure it out. At least that's what I tell myself. If I met somebody tonight, take it slow, let a whole year go by, and then the stars don't lie. 'Cause I'll be 365 days, 52 weeks, 12 months that I've spent just to find out one person ain't the right one for me. Whatever that means, people make it look so easy.
Speech to her Right on Time support group. That's Lindsay L., Calgary's biggest country star, maybe in the world right now, with that song climbing the charts huge this week and making a huge impact. She's back in hour two on the Music Spotlight stage. You do not want to miss this. A little bit of her roots, some R&B and jazz on the way next hour from Lindsay L., but that's straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, hoping you'll also be with us for the full Ladies Lounge tonight. Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.